I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a great pleasure to welcome Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California, who is also podcaster Devin Nunes of the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system. The presenting issue is, as a podcaster, these last weeks, and I'm catching up with Devin's podcast, he has addressed China. He has addressed energy. We're going to start with energy and then go to some amazing statistics about what China's been doing these last years with concrete. Devin, a very good evening to you. Devin, the podcaster, your attention to the energy of the United States. We are energy superpower. But in Congress now, you're dealing with the ambitions of the Biden administration profoundly differently than the Trump administration. During the campaign, the president, when a candidate said, I will not ban fracking, said that he's going to support, although discourage, more fossil fuel development on federal lands. Your presentation suggests that the president wasn't telling us everything. What do we know now about the Biden administration's plans for the fossil fuel business of America? Good evening to you.
Thanks, John. Great to be with you. And none of this is a surprise to those of us who follow politics. We all knew what the Biden administration was actually going to do, and that is to rejoin the Paris Climate Accords and do everything they can to stop any type of fossil fuel production or usage. Out here in California, they've even been leading the way with cities now saying that they're not going to allow in new construction of homes natural gas. That's not all across the state yet. It's not in my part of the state, but it is in hot spots like Berkeley, California. Also, just in the news is that we're no longer going to allow gasoline lawnmowers. We're going to have electric lawnmowers. I don't know if Elon Musk is going to make those Tesla. We're going to have Tesla lawnmowers now. I'm not sure. But the fact of the matter is the smart people, the Chi-Coms, who have a dictatorship and run their government with an iron fist, they're going after the cheapest, most abundant energy to then take that energy and mine minerals and raw material from across the globe and then turn it into windmills and solar panels and send them to the stupid people in the United States. And that's essentially the Biden regime, the hard left. They love these policies for some reason. Instead of looking at ways, you know, what are the fastest ways we could reduce the consumption of fossil fuels? Well, it's things like hydropower, nuclear power. We've talked about it a lot of times on your show, John. The last nuclear power plant not far from where I live, right on the Central Coast, Pacific Ocean, it's due to close here in the next few years. So those are the realities of what's happening in energy. The Chinese are building coal-fired power plants, natural gas electricity plants, and nuclear power plants. And we are doing none of the above. And I'll tell you, we're seeing a real shortage now. There's some strange activity in the ports along the West Coast where containers are going back empty. And we're trying to get to the bottom of this. Maybe Gordon Chang, some of the folks that follow China closely. But it appears like the Chinese have ordered for these containers to go back empty from the United States. It's started a few months ago. Now it's really picked up the pace. You've seen the price of metals and wood construction items have skyrocketed. In some cases have went up 6 to 10 times the amount from a year ago. So not all of that can be attributed to everybody sitting at home, going to Home Depot, buying doing some maintenance around their home. There's something bigger going on. We're trying to research it, John, but I'm sure your sources have as good information.
Well, I have one anecdote. From a week ago, I had a photograph over Long Beach, flying down the coast, Long Beach, California, of a backup of container ships. And then I had a report yesterday or the day before, who knows when, you know, it's all one, of a 20-mile-long line of container ships off the coast of Los Angeles. I think that's what you're addressing. That's not the same as the backup out of the Suez. But this suggests that the Biden administration may not know or may not be telling us what the Chinese are planning to disrupt our economy. May not know, but let's concentrate on your energy remarks because they're controversial enough Do the people of California know what their electricity is going to cost if they make this transformation from fossil fuel generated electricity, natural gas generated electricity, to the inadequacy of renewal? Have they seen what their bill's going to look like?
John, I think they just don't, they're seem to be fat, dumb, and happy. A lot of people are leaving the state. The people that are in small business that understand these numbers, that understand the fundamental breakdown of common sense here in the state, those people are leaving. So as long as the money's flowing from Washington, people are getting paid to do, to stay at home, people continue to get raises, businesses continue to flee the state. But, you know, you have people that say we don't, like Newsom and the rest of the Democrats, who say things like, well, we have more billionaires than anybody else in the country. We're making it fast enough. We don't care about an Elon Musk or a Charles Schwab. We don't care if they leave. Those are the types of things that they're saying. And unfortunately, you know, I don't know how this all ends here, but our electricity prices and continue to skyrocket. I mean, we're already looking at over $4 a gallon gasoline here in the state. And so I think a lot of people are still at home, you know, depending on where you live. I mean, there's still pockets of areas that people who won't go outside, who, you know, haven't left their house in a year and are Zooming from home. And there are high tech people that can work, you know, from the basement of their mom and dad's home. I'm guessing that's what's going on, but there's some fundamental problems out here, John. I actually did fly over that port just last week, and I saw those container ships sitting off the port, but there's something wrong. Those container ships, it always made sense to load them up with American products, you know, products that are bulky, they're not as expensive, but things like scrap metal and types of agricultural products. And for the last few months, those products are stuck at the port, and you have container ships going out empty. We've got to get to the bottom of it. We don't know what's going on, but clearly something's going on. And you're right, the Suez Canal is totally different. That was just a choke point with an accident.
Devin, in your blog and your podcast, you mentioned that Deutsche Bank has used the terms suggesting that the Biden administration is going to become an eco-dictatorship or a command economy for eco. You've been in Washington recently. Is that the flavor of the Democratic Congress? They're going to convert America, whether it likes it or not, to renewables, despite the prices, despite everything? The only way they could do that is to keep us locked up. I can't believe that the people of Texas and Florida and Pennsylvania are going to go along with that.
Well, John, it's been happening. It's happened here in California. That's why California, we pay the highest price for electricity. It's why we have the highest gas prices. And it's really like you're living in two different planets, right? Somebody can go like me, and I sit there and I say, wait a second, electricity prices are going up. Why are a lot of our producers saying that they can't get container ships, out to ship to Asia? And you say something's wrong here. There's a problem, and it's building up. You've got stacks of ships that are piling up. Lumber prices are going up. Then you go to another state like Florida. I've been in Florida a couple times. Most recently, I was there for CPAC, and it's as if you're in a totally different planet. No masks, everything open, restaurants totally open, schools totally open. John, lots of your neighbors are down there, people from New York, California, you name it, down in Florida. Florida's packed. It's packed and traffic everywhere. And it's just a tale of two different worlds that people are living in this country. We'll see whose is correct. I would say that it's the conservative Republicans with common sense that are living in the world. The other people are living in a world on borrowed time, where you can print money, buy stuff from the Chi-Coms, and pile up container ships at the port and send them out empty as our products continue to build up at the port.
Devin,
something's afoot, John.
Devin, quickly, can we tell the fact that you're pouring concrete in your front yard that everybody likes to pour concrete? It's solid, but something strange is happening in China. Explain, please, Devin, you on one of your podcasts.
Yeah, so it's an interesting fact that the amount of concrete that has been poured in China – over the last decade is just astounding. And I'm still doing more research on it, but we had on Dan Kish talking about that. I did get a sidewalk poured in my front yard, John. It looks
right,
great.
Right. Good. So what
we got my garden. I even on Parler, I posted a picture of my Portuguese kale with some flowers that are blooming. And in California, you wouldn't, John, it's beautiful. Blue skies. The fires are all gone for now. Blue skies, beautiful weather. It's 79 degrees, no humidity. It looks great, but there's problems underneath the surface when you look out across the port and see 37 ships lined up, and then also the ships going out empty.
Devin Nunes, 22 California, Congressman Devin Nunes. We're heading to the border when we come back, the southern border of the United States, the northern border of Mexico, and tragedy. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.